What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economic news here. And one of the pieces of propaganda that was being put forward by the open borders people, by the people supporting the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, was that trade isn't going to kill America's manufacturing jobs. No, 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 no. It's just going to be more opportunities here. It's not going to affect the American manufacturing at all. Well, obviously, they're lying. American manufacturing has been in decline for over 30 years, and it has been accelerating ever since all this free trade, open borders stuff began. And over at RIMF.com, they have an article saying that studies are showing, yes, trade really did kill America's manufacturing jobs. And if the American people do not have jobs, if they are not able to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries, then they are not going to go into the shopping malls and buy new microwave ovens. They are not going to go into the dealerships and buy new cars. They are not going to buy new homes. They simply can't. And that's why our economy is shutting down. That's why we're looking at the retail Mageddon, 3,500 stores getting ready to close. And why our economic planners do not see that is absolutely stunning. Now, as you know, the Ryan Care failed primarily through obstructionists in Congress who voted against it, not because it was just Obamacare light, which it was, but again, more of the turf war, the same thing they were doing with Gorsuch. They're making all their decisions based on gotchas against each other. Republican versus Democrat, Democrat versus Republican. That's not a decent way to run a country. It's not a practical way to run a country. It's not a prudent, wise way to run a country. It is the ideal course to create chaos. And now, of course, everybody is talking about a possible government shutdown on April 29th. And that Trump may not be able to stop it. Why? Because the Democrats are going to oppose any measure that Donald Trump is in favor of. Now, right now, polls are showing most Americans want a completely different healthcare system, not just a refinement of Obamacare. They want a public option. They want a single payer. They want anything that they see working in other countries. And Bernie Sanders is pushing for a public option. And Wendell Potter, who's a health insurance executive turned whistleblower, is saying the Democrats are going to derail that. Because after all, it's Obamacare. It's the highlight of the Obama administration. It's part of his legacy. We can't touch it. It's like a statue to his memory. We have to keep it going. All righty. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is still fighting the good fight over his travel ban. The corporate media is still insisting it's a Muslim ban. No, it isn't. It's a ban on unrestricted travel from specific countries. The president is allowed to do that under Title 8. The law is on Trump's side in this case. Now it has come on out. Newly leaked documents from the Department of Homeland Security are revealing that the judges who blocked President Trump's travel ban based their decision solely on fake news they were seeing on TV. Oh, it's a Muslim ban. It's this. It's apparently the judges didn't even actually read Trump's executive order because the word Muslim doesn't even appear in it. And if you are coming to the United States from one of the countries on that list, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, atheist, Pastafarian, Scientologist, it doesn't matter. You will have the same degree of difficulty getting vetted to be allowed into this country. It's not a Muslim ban. That's an absolute fabrication, and apparently these liberal judges, especially out there at the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, just went along with it. And that's dereliction of duty, when you're not doing your due diligence so that you actually know what the issue is. That you read the source documents. You don't just take some media talking head's word for it. Some prostitute or correspondent says, oh, it's a Muslim ban. It's discriminatory. And the judge says, oh, yeah, that sounds good to me. We'll rule against it. And by doing so, the judges are, in fact, undermining public trust in the justice system itself when they see such rulings being made on such a casual, reckless basis. Anyway, now then, over in North Carolina, in Jerusalem Township, they had a horrible traffic accident where three people were killed. And as it turns out, the driver, Alejandro Ramirez Yaramillo, was an illegal immigrant. So, once again, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network here. More Syrian refugees over in Germany start a street riot chanting, Aloha snack bar, aloha snack bar, aloha snack bar. Police had to go in to stop the riot. Paris is in chaos again. Riots between the refugees who want Paris to look like wherever it is they came from, and the Parisians who like their city just the way it is. And you're not seeing this being reported on the corporate media either. Somewhere along the line, all these refugees being flooded into Europe were told it's okay for you to go into Europe and turn Europe into the mirror of the country you're running away from, which to me doesn't make any sense. If I were leaving the United States in its current state of decline and going to, for example, Australia, and I got to Australia, the last thing I'm going to want to do is turn Australia into America in its current state. What did the Australians ever do to me to deserve that kind of thing? But we're seeing it all over the place. Now, Sweden, which is very liberal, they've got a feminist government. They're doing some very weird things over there. And apparently, they've had enough of the refugee problem, and they wanted to send 5,000 of their illegal Muslim refugees back to Hungary, where they'd crossed over from. And Hungary is refusing to take them back, and now Sweden is threatening to sue, saying, this is your problem, not our problem. Remember the game of hot potato when you were a kid? That's what the refugees in Europe have become, the hot potato. Everybody's passing it around. Nobody wants to get stuck with it. I have an idea. Send them back home. That'll solve the problem. They don't want to go back home? Well, that's easy. Just stop the U.S. bombing all the countries they came from. They'll go back home. Now, as you know, we have over 100 jurisdictions from Manhattan to Malibu who are maintaining a sanctuary city status. Apparently out in Malibu, nobody's lawns get done or nobody's babies get looked after without the illegal immigrants. And all of these 100-plus jurisdictions are refusing to allow federal enforcement of the immigration laws. And one of the big problems is that these illegal immigrants will be arrested for committing crimes. And immigration will say, we're going to come on over and pick them up, and they'll be released before federal law enforcement can grab them for deportation. Now, these governments are all labeling themselves sanctuary cities, but as this article over in Breitbart correctly points out, they should be called secessionist cities. They're defying federal law, Title VIII, because liberals are above the law. We know what's best for everybody else, therefore we're going to do this. Now, over in Massachusetts, finally a little bit of common sense. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson was testifying before the House Subcommittee on Illegal Immigration, saying that the leaders of these sanctuary cities ought to be arrested right now. They're in direct violation of Title 8 of the U.S. Code. Federal arrest warrant should be issued for all these elected officials. There's no sovereign immunity for a governor or a mayor. And he also took aim at Massachusetts Representative Michelle Dubois, who apparently was out warning illegal immigrants in Massachusetts in a Facebook post of coming ICE raids. ICE is going to be raiding, so she literally issued a warning to the illegal immigrants. If you are undocumented, don't go out on the street. If there's a knock on the door of your house and you don't know who it is, don't open the door. That's giving aid to the illegal immigrants, harboring and encouraging them to be illegal immigrants. That's a Title VIII violation. She could go to jail for 5 years for every count. And if she's encouraging the illegal immigrants and protecting them on the belief that they're going to vote for her, then that's personal profit. That ramps up the penalty to 10 years per count. Remember the story we had yesterday where Democrats are giving out gift baskets to illegal immigrants in which is already a voter registration form. Illegal immigrants are not allowed to register to vote. They're not allowed to vote. And the Democrats are saying, go ahead, fill it out, fill it out, fill it out. We need to take back the White House and the Congress, and we need you illegals to do it. Now, finally, a little bit of common sense. The state of Mississippi has become the first state to comprehensively ban sanctuary cities. This is being enforced from the state level. Any mayors that are going to resist immigration law are going to be in trouble at the state as well as the federal level. And, of course, immediately the open borders people are out there saying, well, of course, Mississippi would ban the sanctuary cities. They were at the heart of slavery and racism and blah, 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 blah. And we're still getting that. Anybody opposed to open borders is being racist. Anybody opposed to illegal immigration is being racist. I have a clue for you, liberal morons. Illegal isn't a race. Now, Judicial Watch, which continues to do yeoman work on so many fronts, has launched their own petition. We have it linked to the front of whatreallyhappened.com, and I do hope you'll take a moment to sign it, basically saying, end illegal immigration now. And by signing this petition, you put down what state you're from. They're going to send all the signatures to the governor of your state. And the petition simply says, enforce the nation's immigration law. And the globalists are very, very upset here. Now, then over in the European Union, as you know, just a few days ago, on the 25th, the leaders of the 27 EU member states signed a declaration to restart the European Union. We are pledging ourselves to the union. We know there's been problems, but we pledge that things are going to get better. The only problem was they didn't actually have any ideas on how to make things better. They're admitting they've made mistakes. They don't have any solutions. And the interpretation is that this declaration to restart is pure theater, pure public relations, trying to convince the people of Europe that everything's going to be hunky-dory when the people of Europe can look out their own doors and windows and see, no, there are some problems. It is heading toward a collapse. It's heading toward a breakup. And the latest one is coming from Italy. The five-star movement, which is Eurosceptic pro-exit, is surging into poll leads, sending more shockwaves through Brussels. Brussels is out there saying, how many elections are we going to have to rig to hold this thing together? They're fighting a losing battle. People do not want a one-world government. I mean, look at the government of large nations like, well, the United States. How corrupt they've become. How abusive they've become. A global government would only be that much worse because there would be no alternative, would there? And that's a major reason why I am against a single global government. It would be the end of the evolution of human civilization. All governments want to preserve the status quo, what works for them. We're seeing our current government literally trying to drag us out of the 21st century back to the golden age of the Cold War of the 1950s and 1960s. So imagine that on a global scale where there's no alternative. And that's one of the major reasons I'm opposed to a global government. I think human civilization and humankind are best served by a planet with 1,000 little tiny nations all about the same size, each taking care of their own people. And yes, there'll be some cross-border trade and there'll be a lot of tourism. But you won't see the rise of these empires that inevitably cause so much pain and suffering around the world. Take a look at what the United States is doing in the Middle East right now if you need an example. Now, as you know, Scotland is kind of in play. They're talking about a new independence referendum, ostensibly in response to the Brexit. And they're talking about we're going to break away from Britain and go back to being part of the EU. That may have changed because all of a sudden there's been a major oil find off the Scottish coast. And all of a sudden Scotland is saying, well, if we break free from Great Britain and we don't join the EU, we're going to be looking pretty good economically with all this new oil and gas. And the find is estimated at 1 billion barrels. And it's huge. Scottish oil has been yielding 25 million barrels in recent years. Now they're talking about 1 billion down there. And Scotland is now all of a sudden realizing they're going to be better off as an independent Scotland. I was beginning to wonder if William Wallace had lived and died in vain when Scotland was talking about rejoining the slavery of the European Union, but that may not be happening. Poor old John McCain, the warmonger, he's out there wringing his hands and he's crying his tears and saying, the New World Order is under enormous strain. Let's all feel bad for the global tyranny and dictatorship. We have to pledge our allegiance to the global tyranny. McCain obviously sees his own rear end as a potential occupant of the single golden throne of planet Earth. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, 800-313-9443. The other day, I was talking about the militant feminism of the 1990s and how the message they were putting out back then was not that women had the option of going into the business world, but that women were obligated to do it. Stay-at-home moms were looked down on. They were shunned. The feminists wanted all women to go into that workforce. You don't have a choice anymore. We're going to tell you what's best for you. You will go in. And now, talk about timing. Apparently down in Australia, one of their journalists in their equivalent of the corporate media is out there opining it should be illegal to be a stay-at-home mom. They actually want to criminalize women who want to stay home, raise their own kids, take care of their house. And why is that? Well, it's very simple. If both parents are working, that's more opportunities for taxation. If both parents are working, then you're going to stimulate the economy by having to have childcare and home care. But most important, if both parents are working, then the children's minds are wide open to being propagandized by the school and by the corporate media with no restraining voices whatsoever. And that's what's been behind this big push to convince single-parent homes to be no-parent homes. All right, we're going to take, we're coming up on a commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. And when we come on back, we'll deal with that here. The PC stuff is just getting out of control. Apparently, the University of Regina has set up a masculinity confession booth where you can confess. I confess I'm masculine. I'm very happy with it, too, by the way. These people are getting weird. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about some of this PC nonsense that's out there. University of Regina has a masculinity confession booth where you can confess the sin of being masculine. I don't think it's a sin at all. I'm rather pleased with it. But I mean, that's how ridiculous. And you know, the question I have is, these kids have gone hideously into student loan debt to go to these universities, and they're getting their heads filled with this nonsense. What employer in their right mind is going to be hiring any of these graduates? No wonder they want the H-1B visas. Get people from other countries who are well-trained, have job skills, don't have their brains melted on political correctness and prescription antidepressants. Now, over at Loyola University Chicago, they have a self-identified white space where you can go and feel guilty. It's a campus club for self-identified white students to admit they're racist. This is starting to remind me of all those rape crisis centers that were all over the universities in the 1990s, most of which went completely, totally unused because there wasn't really a rape epidemic. It was ginned up to push feminist speakers and feminist books and all the rest of it. There is a book called called Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Sommers, herself a feminist, bemoaning how the original equal pay for equal work, equal access to education and credit, which we all got on board with that. That was perfectly fine. But that got hijacked by this male bash militant feminism that basically undermined a lot of the good that the original feminist movement really did. Okay, we're going to start taking phone calls here. Robert in Sacramento, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I think yesterday you were talking about antidepressants, especially about paroxetine.
Yes.
I guess it's generic for Paxil.
Yes.
Yeah. I got started on Paxil. Background on that, the reason I got started on antidepressants, especially Paxil, is because I was living in a very abusive household, and I was literally homeless, basically. So I had nowhere to go. And so, you know, I finally my mom found some place, and I stayed there. And then I was telling her, you know, I'm really, you know, depressed. I'm angry because of all the, you know, situation I was in. And she said, oh, okay, let's take you to a doctor. And I went to the doctor, and he prescribed me Paxil. And I was, like, under 18. I was, like, 17 years old. Now I'm 34. And the doctor put me on Paxil, which is paroxetine. You were talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
And suddenly, I was taking that, and I basically flipped out. I wanted to kill myself, literally. Basically, what I did was I took all the medication I could find from the cupboards and, you know, Paxil, some other stuff, and I just took that, and I wanted to commit suicide. I took all this medication, and I drank it all to, you know, because it popped in my head, you know, fuck this. Oh, I'm sorry. I said, forget this. So I took all these medications, and they put me in the hospital. And I was constantly moving. And then, you know, I barely graduated high school, and we moved on, you know, to another city. And what you're talking about, paroxetine, is very true. It's a very bad drug. And I think I sent you a couple emails. I was talking about, you know, antidepressants, and I was hoping to try to get off of them. But there's no way. There's literally no way. I'm just stuck with them for life, basically.
Well, I would disagree with that last part. It can be hard to get off of them, and you have to do it gradually. But it can be done. Certainly when I had my bad experience, fortunately, I was only on the meds for about 5 weeks total. So at the end of that 5 weeks when I had my bad experience, I was able to just throw them away and say, I am not touching these things again. The longer you are on, the harder it is to get off. But the sooner you get off, the better. Anyway, Robert, I'm glad you survived, and we're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take two more phone calls, then we're going to get back to the news for a while. Betty in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I am going to post a blog to the president and say that Judge Rory Moore of Georgia Supreme Court Justice has earned, as the Patrick Henry of our generation, the nomination for the federal Supreme Court position. What do you think of that?
I don't know Judge Moore, so I really can't say.
Well, you ought to go look him up. He is the Patrick Henry of our generation.
Well, does he tend to be conservative or liberal?
Conservative.
Okay, because what we really need is a replacement for Judge
Scalia.
That's
the kind he is.
Well, okay, good.
Well, I'm amazed that he has not been nominated. It just astounds me. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, you're welcome. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I would just want to consider something here, and that is maybe this. I don't believe this is the deep state that's happening right now. I believe this is just the state. This is the nature of the state as it is, as we just have not seen it before. It's just been hidden. It's been hidden from view, and now it's come out in the open. But it was apparent to me when Clapper and Comey did not show up to the Congress the other day. that they're not beholden to Congress, to people. They're beholden to nobody. And maybe they haven't been for a long time, and maybe we can trace it back even further when they bugged their own oversight committee on the torture report, remember?
Oh, yeah, they were breaking into the computers and deleting information. They were deleting evidence.
The very people that were supposed to overwatch them, and they were crapping on them. And it's apparent, really, that they run everything. With this total surveillance state, that those guys run everything. And honestly, it will take an infantry battalion surrounding the FBI headquarters and CIA and going in and arresting these guys, and that's what it's going to take.
You know, right from the very beginning, I was telling Donald Trump, instead of draining the swamp, just drone the swamp, because it's going to be a lot cheaper and easier.
Mike, this is scary, man. This is very scary. They're just thumbing their nose.
Yeah, they are. But again, those of us who've been studying this for a very, very long time know that this has been a pattern going way, way back. I mean, the CIA operation running guns and drugs out of Arkansas, that was a rogue operation. The fact that the CIA was bringing opium back from Vietnam was a rogue operation. It was certainly not sanctioned by the U.S. civilian leadership. Even Harry Truman in his memoirs said that if he had known what the CIA was going to turn into, he never would have allowed its creation.
Well, my contention is that these people have superseded a civilian leadership. They're above and beyond any control whatsoever.
Well, that's how they see themselves. Yeah, that's how they see themselves. I mean, again, look what happened to John F. Kennedy. They are a danger to the nation, as we were taught the nation is supposed to be. It's a surveillance state, a covert police state, and it is a major problem. The good news is now everybody knows about it.
Yeah, that's true. It's amazing to see also, Mike, how guys like Schumer and McCain and the papers and the networks, are shaking out, and who really controls them as well.
Well, again, if the NSA and the CIA are able to just get into your personal information, nobody reaches that high in our society without having taken some shortcuts or let their ego get the better of them and done some things that probably they shouldn't have. And once the NSA and the CIA has that, they own you. They absolutely own you. They're able to blackmail you.
One more point, Mike, and that is also it's become quite apparent that with all the things that have been going on around the world and the funding sources, that George Soros is also controlled by these guys to a very large extent.
I think there's probably more of a partnership than a control going on there, because Soros genuinely believes in this idea of a new world order global government.
Well, he's definitely acting as their tool, and you don't act as their tool without their guiding hand, in my view.
Well, I'll agree with you on one thing. I think the phrase deep state is inaccurate. I think it's a phrase that's crafted to sell the idea that it is unreachable to we the people, when in point of fact it is simply that bureaucratic inertia. These career bureaucrats in the government, they love things just the way they are. They are very resistant to change. They love their higher than private sector salaries. They love the fact that they don't have to do a whole heck of a lot for that money. They don't want anything to change at all.
I don't know, man. And then Mike, there's a whole other area of Congress exempting themselves from insider trading laws, sexual harassment laws, God knows what other laws that they've exempted themselves.
Well, it's hardly the Congress. Out in California, their Senate just exempted California's legislature from California's own gun laws. They literally passed a law saying, you cannot have these magazines, you cannot have these rifles, but we can.
Is that right? I live in California. I didn't know that. Is that right? Really?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they're not going to admit that on the local news. They don't want you to know that stuff. Apparently, Feinstein had something to do with this.
Oh, my God. Well,
okay,
Mike, that's it for me. Thanks, Guy.
All right, we're going to let you go here. Now then, there has been another one of these incidents of a gentleman who's convinced he's really a woman using the women's restroom. This was at Disneyland back on the 13th. And it's kicked off a huge stink because people in general are feeling this has gone way too far. And Disneyland needs to look at what happened to Target when they adopted their restroom policy. And Disneyland already is no longer the happiest kingdom on earth. The very last time Claire and I were in Los Angeles, we were going to go to Disneyland because we hadn't been there for a long time. And I have a very strong memory of Disneyland as it was when I was a kid. And after the Disneys lost control and Eisner took over, all of the unique individual stores were basically shut down and it just became one long wall of branded merchandise. But I remember Claire and I went down to Disneyland in Anaheim. And we were in the line for the security check, and it was a huge, long line, and they were patting people down and going through the bags. And I turned to Claire, and I said, I can't enjoy this. And we just turned around and left. And I'm sure that that abusive search and security going on in is going to discourage a lot of people from going to Disneyland. And if they start following this idea that men who think they're women can use the women's restroom, they're going to lose even more of their audience, more of their customers here. Now, interestingly enough, there was an article that came on out from Countercurrent News pointing out that the biggest threat of abuse in a restroom is not coming from transsexual people, but from GOP lawmakers. And they're going on down talking about how former U.S. Senator Larry Craig, Florida State Representative Bob Allen, Mississippi Congressman John Hinson, and people like that were arrested for sexual misconduct in a public bathroom. And it's a reminder that the curse of all political power is that it attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it. And the more attractive you make those positions of power, the more powerful they become, the more desperate people will be to get them. And you're going to wind up with a generation of politicians who will do anything to achieve elected office, like Hillary was trying to do. And then once they're in that office, they'll feel they can do anything they want with it. Again, going back to the abuse of the Clintons here. Now, apparently a Kentucky lawyer, Eric Cohn, who likes to call himself Mr. Social Security, has pled guilty to being part of a long-running fraud scheme against Social Security that racked up $550 million, half a billion, and he's looking at 12 years in prison. And the issue here is the more complicated you make the system, the more laws there are, the more you have areas in which these fraudsters can operate undetected for a long time. Of course, we have a problem in that all of our law enforcement agencies are keeping an eye on ordinary law-abiding citizens, and they're not really keeping watch on themselves. And again, a good example of that goes back to the Intelligence Committee's obsessing about Donald Trump and the Russians and ignoring the huge amount of factual evidence linking the Clintons to Russia. It is a dual standard system out there. Now, if you are going across the border of the United States of America, you are probably going to realize more and more your personal electronic devices are being searched by TSA. And because of this sudden surge, the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University has filed a Freedom of Information Act against the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, seeking statistical policy and assessment records regarding these searches. In other words, to put it simply, is there really a legitimate need, or is this just justifying the salary for whoever takes your electronic device and loots it for business secrets and naked pictures of your significant other? Of course, anybody these days who's doing a lot of traveling, you know you're not going to have anything on your cell phone anyway. Following TSA's dropping and ruining of a very expensive laptop up in Seattle, I have a little tiny netbook that I use when I travel. I don't use it any other time, and it's set up for mail and web browsing, and that's it. That's all that's on there. They want to scan it, fine. Guess what? You're not going to find anything. It's a waste of everybody's time and money. So, now let's talk about the Apple iCloud hack because a lot of people are getting very concerned. The deadline for Apple to pay the ransom, which actually isn't all that much, is April 7th. And a lot of people are sitting back and saying, well, I don't use the iCloud service. Here is the problem. Your iTunes account password is your iCloud password. And if these hackers have that, even if you're not using the iCloud, they can come on in, remotely change the password on your personal device, your iPad, your iPhone, so forth, loot it, shut it down, erase it. So basically between now and April 6th, change all your passwords on all your Apple devices. Do it now. I'll wait. Now, if these hackers carry out their threat, we're looking at millions, if not billions, of dollars in damage to Americans' productivity, loss of their data. And by the way, if you're backing your devices up to the cloud, switch to internal storage. When you go into iTunes and it says back up the device, there's a little checkbox saying back up to the local computer. You should be using that anyway. Because if it's on the cloud, it's there for people to look at. Yes, it's encrypted with a U.S. government-approved encryption system, which means the government can read it. But if they carry out this threat, millions, if not billions of dollars in lost data, lost productivity, clearly this is a real present threat to the nation and its economy. So where is the National Security Agency in all this? Isn't it their job to protect the IT infrastructure? Wasn't that the excuse they used when they said, we're building all these data centers and we're spying on all of you. We've got to protect the IT infrastructure. Doesn't it look like they're doing a very good job of it, does it? Does it? We're still getting email frauds, Viagra ads, malware pouring all over the system. If anything, it's gotten worse. There's an epidemic of browser hijackers out there. And if you are visiting my website and all of a sudden you're getting pop-over ads, especially for porn or gambling, those are not coming from my server, you've got a browser hijacker. I went ahead and I spent the money. I have a professional website scanning service that scans my website 3 times a day to identify malware that's on my server. And it's clean. So if you're getting abusive ads, if you're getting porn, gambling, whatever, you've got a browser hijacker. And nobody wants to do anything about it. And the problem with the browser hijackers is they're not just stealing ad revenues from the legitimate site because they're putting their ads over it. They're stealing our work, effectively. And they're stealing revenue from the legitimate advertising agencies that we have arrangements with. It is a crime by any definition of the word. Where's the NSA? Or is it the NSA? Remember, the Kaspersky Group identified a hacker collective, the Equation Group, as being NSA. Just like the CIA turned out to be the biggest drug smugglers in the entire country, the NSA may be the biggest cyber criminals in the country. It's wide open. Now, Microsoft is facing a class action lawsuit over the abusive, intrusive Windows 10 upgrade policy. And apparently this is coming out of Illinois, and they've turned it into a class action lawsuit, which means anybody who got burned by Microsoft's force upgrades can take part. And I'm going to sign on. Because remember, when Windows 10 first came out, I gave it an honest try. We took the laptop, which at that time was supporting Claire's Choir at the church, and we hit the button, okay, the upgrade. And it came on up, and one of the first things it did, it insisted I use as my login credentials my Microsoft account information, which means hackers already have half of what they need to brute force their way into the machine. Then it literally erased all of the music data that had been on the machine under Windows 7. And I don't mean moved into the trash bin, I mean absolutely erased. Now, obviously, we had it backed up elsewhere. But, I mean, these are the kinds of problems we've had with Windows 10. And I do think it's time to start suing these companies and try and bring down this indemnification policy. because back in the early days of computers, it did make sense to protect the fledgling computer industry against serious civil lawsuits. But computers are a mature industry, billions and billions of dollars every year. It's foolish to let them go on selling faulty product, faulty software, and protecting them from product liability. It's absolute foolishness, and it has got to come to an end. Product liability is what helps protect the consumer from sloppy, lazy, greedy manufacturers, whether it's computers, cars, vaccines, food, or whatever. It must be brought back. That'll help make America great again. We're going to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to share a little something positive from the world of computers. As I mentioned last week, I broke down and I bought one of these Raspberry Pi computer on a card. The specific one is the Raspberry Pi Zero, which literally the card itself is just $5, which is astounding. and the U.S. Post Office misdelivered it, but they apparently located where it went, and it was brought back to me, and I started playing with this thing. And I got to tell you, computers are fun again. I remember when computers were fun, the Apple II, the Commodore VIC, and they were simple, easy to understand, and you could do things with them. And these are so inexpensive that people are using them for all kinds of weird gadgets and art projects and everything. And, of course, the card by itself is not the computer. And if you go over to eBay, and he didn't pay for the advertisement, he doesn't even know I'm doing this, there's a seller, Berry Koo, spelled B-E-R-R-Y-K-U, and they sell Pi kits where you get a case for it, a power supply, and the adapters to allow you to plug in things like keyboards. This goes to HDMI video, so it's a 1920 by 1080 display. You have to supply a micro SD card for the system memory, and I sacrificed my porn collection to this endeavor, and it turned out to be really good. This thing is fun. This thing is cool. And what I'm going to do is I have this old digital controller that's left over from this project I worked on for an amusement park for Marvel Comics, where you would help the Hulk lift a car and then get your picture taken. And this just works off of USB, and so I'm going to put the two together and make a little controller for stepping motors, which I will either put on my Celestron telescope or a camera crane, although nobody does motion control photography anymore. But the first time I looked at this and I said, yeah, this is something you can have fun with. Modern computers, they're almost more trouble than they're worth. This thing is Linux, so I've got this Linux. You could hide this in your wallet. I mean, that's amazing. And maybe the reason I'm jazzed is because I'm old enough to remember when computers filled entire rooms. I first learned programming using punched cards. That'll tell you how old I really am. And when I worked at a company called Robert Abel & Associates, they were one of the first companies to be doing computer animation for TV commercials and logos and so forth. And we used VAX 11720s, which were the size of a desk. This thing is more powerful, has more memory, more storage, and costs $5. And to me, that is just absolutely astounding. And again, much of this technology on this card was born in the fires of the Apollo program going to the moon, and that's why I think we need a new NASA focused on being a civilian technology incubator rather than trying to rubber stamp Al Gore and his human-caused global warming nonsense. Now, one place I don't think I would want to put this Raspberry Pi, story coming out of the Daily Mail, apparently there's a new company that has started up that has a computer-enabled device that women put inside their bodies to track their menstrual cycles. That, to me, is a little bit over the top. We'll be right back after station identification.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.